Chances are you haven't heard of Maui County Bill 22. It proposes a zero cap on short-term rentals on the island of Molokai, meaning none would be allowed and existing operations would be eliminated within 3 months. Molokai resident Mahina Poi Poi says she's concerned the influx of short-term rentals could change the character of her island community.
You know, it takes up long-term housing potentially. It raises the land taxes when these properties are caught up in the cycle of investment property sales. Like, it's forever taken out of the realm of being affordable for a local to buy ever.
Poi Poi's cousin and former short-term rental owner Zeli Duvachel has a different take on the bill.
I think it's a bit extreme. I mean, I think the nice thing to do would have been to at least let the people who have their permits keep them. I mean, 17 on the whole island isn't that many, really.
Poi Poi says a major concern is that 16 of the 17 permittees do not live on the island or even in the state.
The feeling that we're used to having in our rural communities, which is knowing who your neighbors are, just being able to have that safe feeling, it was kind of removed.
Maui County already has caps in place ranging from 5 for Maui Meadows to 100 in Kihei and Makena. Councilwoman Kiani Rollins Fernandez introduced the Molokai measure.
This bill is something that the Molokai community has been asking for a number of years now. As you know, we have a reputation of fiercely protecting our home. We want to ensure that Molokai, you know, is still the Molokai that we grew up with for our children's children.
Greg Mebel says short-term rental owners on Molokai were blindsided by the proposal. He's with the Maui Vacation Rentals Association.
The people who got these permits, they went through a lot to get them. They were promised by the county to be able to operate. They made investments around that promise. Now they're being told that they don't have that anymore.
He says an outright ban on the growing industry could push Molokai back into a Wild West type of situation, where owners would be tempted to operate underground.
And so the idea of changing neighborhoods is something we're concerned with as well. I'm just not sure if not having a path to regulation achieves the goal.
Councilwoman Rollins Fernandez says short-term rental owners do not need to go out of business. They can apply for a bed and breakfast license, but they would need to live on the property. And for Duvachel, who lives and works on Maui, that is currently not an option. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.